the power of love.
Hi there, welcome to Drunk History Presents the Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not so favorite rides and attractions, maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan and I'm here with my co-host Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the themed out world, and we started the show because we know that cool people, you like this stuff too. So we're here to normalize all you adulting theme nerds and have a few beverages while we're at it. And today we're doing a little time warp trip report.
Let's do the time warp again. Yeah. But this time, there's someone else in the hot seat.
It's me.
It's you. Hi. You're the one going. It's you.
The beautiful thing about these podcasts is that we do them differently.
We do.
Because we do the whole thing all at once. So right now it's, you know, before I go and then...
Did it all go well?
Yeah, we'll find out in about 20 minutes.
You will. And that's exciting for you.
So this is the first time in a little while that I've been down there. First time since 2021.
Was it when you were there when I was there?
I think that was the last time I was
there. Okay, yeah, so it's been about almost 2 years.
Yeah, so this is, there's a couple newbies, a couple new things that I'm going to get to see.
What are you looking forward to?
A couple new things that I'm going to get to do.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll do, like, I'll just kind of, like, walk through my
itinerary. Tell us what we think the itinerary is going to be.
Yeah, so as of right now, I'm flying down on Friday the 13th.
That's ready. Sounds which, really lucky.
Yep. Which is it's a very spooky day.
It is. And we're gonna, for your spooky season trip.
Yeah, for my spooky season trip, and then we're gonna go to Halloween Horror Nights. My first time ever going to Halloween Horror Nights.
So when I went, I got off the plane. I went right to Mickey's Not So Scary. Very on brand for me.
Yes.
You're getting off the plane and going right to Halloween Horror Nights.
Pretty on brand for me.
Pretty on brand for you.
Yeah. We do it same, but different.
Same, different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my first time going to Halloween Horror Nights. I've wanted to go for years.
I mean, yeah.
In my past lives, I've been a big Halloween person. I used to throw big Halloween parties.
You did. Giant parties. And incredible ones.
Yeah, really well-themed, like super over-the-top type stuff, which is kind of what this is like just a big over-the-top party. I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to be a little scaredy cat child person.
I think it'll be fine.
Scream.
But you're paying to scream.
I'm paying, yep. Never go alone, they say.
Never go alone and into the fog.
Yep.
You're going into the fog.
Going into the fog. And so I'm going to go there and see how it goes. I'm really looking forward to this year. There's a few houses that I'm really looking forward to. There is a house that's dedicated to Dueling Dragons,
right?
Like the old school roller coaster,
mm-hmm.
where like two wizards fight each other over and turn into dragons or some shit. Really looking forward to that. It's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to a Yeti Campground Kills, which is like based in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a lot of cops in the background of that, as well as here. This is an ASMR.
Our
all
New immersive. York City studio is always giving us the ambiance that it
always bringing that.
The
that
car realism. Alarms right at you.
So, really looking forward to that one because it's supposed to be very like campy and like 1950s kitschy.
Oh, cool! I like that.
So, really looking forward to that. And they were like, "This one's like funny and scary."
Perfect,
which is right
up your alley. Yeah,
Really,
it's Ryan the Ride.
Yeah, it's really looking funny forward and to scary. That one. We're gonna go to The Exorcist, which is off of a new movie that just opened up this past Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be very scary, and it's supposed to smell very bad in there.
Like on purpose?
Yeah, like they pipe in, Disney pipes in the sweet smells of baked goods and Universal pumps in shit.
The blood and guts.
Yeah, I think that there's a room where they smeared shit on the walls and they make it smell like that. That's what I've heard at least. So we'll see. I've tried to go as spoiler free into all of these as I can.
But there's not a lot. Is there spoilers out there? Because you can't bring phone. You can't bring, like, so can't record. Or
the first night, right, the media preview night, you can. Yeah. And people do did. Record okay. the whole thing and, okay. and post it. So if you want to see what any of these houses look like, you can find them online. Go for it. Yeah. There's plenty of, you know, other themes.
Too scared to even people. Watch it online.
I know, right? what other houses do they have that I'm looking forward to? There's a house dedicated to Universal Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
It's set in Paris, which should Ooh. Be really cool. And it's got the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and it's got Phantom of the Opera and the Invisible Man. So okay. we'll see how they pull that one off.
I don't know how you can see him, but...
And Jekyll and Hyde, I think, too.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be very cool. There is... The two big houses this year are The Last of Us and Stranger Things Season 4. Both are apparently excellent. I don't think I'm going to do either of them, because I'm only there for one day. And I think that if I try to do those two, I'm just not going to get anything else done. So I'd rather do, right. you know, like... seven other houses.
Those are the Jack and Sally of the Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, and I've been watching the wait times, and mm-hmm. you know, those are both pulling like 90, 100 minute lines, sure. and it's like, I'm sure they're fantastic.
And you're going on a Friday, which
I'm going
is
going on Friday the 13th.
Yeah,
so it's
I
like
mean,
you know, it's as
it's the it's, mecca for weirdos.
Yeah, it's going to be as crowded as it gets, I think.
Yeah,
if it's not super crowded, and I get the opportunity to do this. Fantastic. I'm also trying to leave a little bit early. I'm not trying to stay until closing because the following morning I'm going to Magic Kingdom.
What a juxtaposition.
Yeah. Yeah. From horror to
shit smell to cotton candy yeah, and popcorn.
Exactly. I'm a little bit worried because I want to go on Tron. It's the mm-hmm. only one day that I'm going to be in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to wake up at like 7. You know, a little bit before 7 in order to try to get in that virtual queue.
Sure.
But then I hope to be able to go back to bed and, you know, sleep in for a little
you
bit.
You can.
But if, you know, if we're able to get a lot of houses done quickly, then you know, I'll just wake up and start my day. You know, like if
you could also go, you know, and go early and take a midday nap and come back to Magic Kingdom in the evening.
Sure.
You could, you know.
Do an Adrian,
which is a great way to do it because then you're like, you get like second rope drop. Like
that's true.
You know, like a lot more energy for the evening.
That's true.
And you miss out the hot part of the day.
And the park is open late that
yeah.
day. So it's a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know, going to have to see what the energy levels are doing. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe I'll just go to Tom Sawyer's Island, take a nap. We'll see.
Yeah.
You never know. So the following day, Saturday, is at Magic Kingdom. And hopefully see some fans.
Yeah. You
know, we'll find out in 20 minutes or so, or 15 minutes now, whether or not that happened. That'd be yeah. great. And then the next day, meeting some friends and going to Epcot.
And, all day Epcot?
All day Epcot. And
you're doing rope to close?
Yeah, probably rope to close. Wow. Or like...
Well, that closes at 9, right?
Close to that, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're going to eat food and wine?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to do food and wine.
You have specific things you're looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to the Swiss booth. They've right. got like this raquette cheese and pickles and potatoes and ham.
I would suggest the griddled cheese at the Greek booth.
Okay.
Even though we live in Astoria where you get the greatest Greek food of all time, but that is really good.
Okay.
The braised beef poutine at Refreshment Port.
Yeah, it's on the list.
Yeah.
It's on the list. I'm not... as of right now, I don't have any drinks that like are musts for me, but maybe by the time I get there, I will have, you know, sourced out what yeah. drinks to drink.
There's good stuff always.
Yeah, there's always good stuff, right?
Or you stick with the classics.
Looking forward to a Cosmic Rewind for sure.
Yeah.
Got to get on that virtual queue. And then I received a message from you letting me know that Moana, which is opening for the public on the 16th, the
yeah.
following day. I'll be there on the 15th, and hopefully I've been able to, you know, get
on the soft open.
Soft open for that.
Yeah.
I think that I'll be able to.
I think you will.
So looking forward to that, too.
I'll go straight there first thing in the morning.
Well, it's a virtual queue.
It's a virtual queue. Yeah. Oh, nice. Great.
So we'll see how it works out.
Cool.
Yeah. And that's the game plan.
And I think it sounds. And then you come back. Are you going to go to Do you come back?
I come back on Monday.
You're going to go to Disney Monday Springs?
Evening. I think it's going to be like a, you know, just a chill morning, relax, maybe Disney Springs, depending if, you know, like,
how you're feeling.
What the vibe is I'm feeling, I don't think we're not, it's, the flight coming back is like at like 2 or 3 or something like that.
Oh, so it isn't late.
Yeah, it's not late.
Oh, okay. So you might not make it.
I don't know that we're going to do it. So we'll see. Maybe it's just like hang out by the pool and rest your toesies and, you know, for a couple hours and then, I don't know, hang out at MCO. Woohoo!
Yeah.
But we'll find out how all
we're
of
gonna
this
We're going to see in
is,
a minute. 30 seconds.
Right, right now.
Have a great day. Eyes on the edge of reality.
Whoa!
that was fast.
That was intense. What an intense spin around the world.
That was some portal we went through.
Jeez. I'm back.
You're back. Yes. Happy to see you.
I made it back from Florida. From Florida, honey.
From Florida.
It's first trip in a while.
I know.
It's
been a minute.
I forgot how much I loved it. Even though we talk about this every week, you know, when you're there, it just hits different.
It's a different feels. The feels come back.
Oh, I cried.
You did?
Yeah.
At which, when, how many times?
PhilharMagic.
PhilharMagic?
Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, made me tear up.
It is cute.
It's just, you know, it was just...
What about Happily Ever After?
I missed it yet again. So, I tried...
My God.
I tried.
If I hear you went on something that you've been on a zillion times instead of Happily Ever After.
So, okay, we're skipping ahead to get here.
Well, I'm disappointed already.
We're skipping ahead to get here. However, this was a crazy busy week. Right down there.
Let's talk about the weather and the crowds.
Yeah. Okay. So weather kind of threw the range. So like when I first got there, it was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
The first night in the first afternoon and night was like 90.
Ugh.
And then it dropped down to being very comfortable and very nice.
Good.
And then Sunday I was wearing a long sleeve shirt. You know, like it was like very nice. It was,
you
like,
actually experienced
a little bit of fall.
Changing of the seasons in Central Florida.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. It went from summer to fall in 24 hours. So
I'm glad you got at least partially that, because I was
very
being there 3 weeks ago and having a totally different experience.
Yeah. Well, my first day was I think pretty similar to your previous experience, where it was just very hot and humid and not comfortable.
Yeah.
And I was a sweaty boy.
Yeah. And that's when you were at HHN.
That's when I was at HHN at Universal, HHN 32. And we'll go through. I'll get to Hia and why I missed it.
Let's get there. But then, okay, so we addressed the weather. What about the crowds overall?
So I was there from a Friday to a Monday. So it's just kind of like a quickie. Overall, the crowds were intense. Way more intense than I was expecting them to be for a second week in October. It was kind of a fluke. I don't really understand. I've heard that there's such a thing as fall break, which I never knew existed in the Midwest, maybe. And, you know, go figure. Like, you know, we live in New York where, you know, there's like a very high population of like Jewish people and there's like a ton of Jewish holidays in this area, but we don't have fall break that I know of. It's just in the Midwest where there's like less of a population.
I feel like you know what the thing is like we start school here so much later.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
So there's
they need
a break. They've been going, everywhere else has been going since August.
That's true.
We're starting like
mid-October. I'm all for breaks. So,
bring
on the breaks for the kids, for the adults, for everybody.
Did you take breaks?
I took a break.
Okay.
I took a break one day. Yeah, it was needed.
Needed. Yeah, it's a lot. Let's
start at the start. We got off the plane at like noon and then went to All Star Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Took a break. This was maybe one of the only breaks.
Okay.
And, you know, and then went to HHN 32, which was a really great experience.
What time did you get there?
We got there at 3, like on the nose.
So we're looking at a quick break.
For the, well, you know me. For the Stay and Scream, which opens at 3. It lets you in like 2 hours before... well, actually, I guess like 3.5 hours before the park, the Halloween Horror Nights party officially starts.
Right.
So you get in early, you're able to do rides. So we did like, we did E.T., which I wouldn't have gotten to do otherwise, which is great. We did the Bourne Stuntacular, which if you haven't done is like really kind of incredible. Like
okay.
This, this really amazing theatrical stunt show with like lots of cutting edge technology and stuff like that. So I don't want to spoil it, but it's cool. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did the Stay and Scream, which was like an extra $40 on top of the price for the event.
Yeah.
But you get in early so you can do some stuff.
Yeah.
And then you get to experience, the houses like before the gates even open. So the gates don't open till 6:30, but at like 5:30 ish.
Yeah.
The houses begin to open for the Stay and Scream people. So we got 3 houses done before the gates opened.
Nice.
Which really helped out because we weren't going to do Express Pass. Express Pass was $200 more than the ticket.
Oof.
So like double the price of the ticket just for the Express. And then you have to also buy have the ticket. So, you know, it would have been a very expensive night if we had done that. They had sold out. So... lots of people were on board with this idea.
Yeah.
So because of that, because we weren't doing the Express, we decided before going, we're not going to do a couple of the major houses. We're going to try to get in as much as we could. So we didn't do Stranger Things. We didn't do The Last of Us. And we didn't do Chucky Ultimate Kill Count, which I've heard is like not that great of a house anyways. But these are like 3 big IP IP ones. So so what we did do, I've got like the best and worst houses kind of
okay, yeah, what'd you set like? Up.
So the best actors were at, for me, the best Scream actors were at Oddfellows Twisted Origins, which is kind of like a dark carnival circus-y type thing. They were really, really fun. Like all the actors were like very, very fun and into it. The best sets were for me were at Blood Moon Dark Offerings, which is kind of like a cult, like a New England cult theme, and the Universal Monsters Unmasked, which is kind of set in Paris, and it's got like all the old G monsters, like Phantom of the Opera and the Invisible Man, Hunchback of Notre Dame. Who else? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So like, you know, fun characters and like really beautiful sets. But the story kind of was like a little haphazard, but good scares. Like I was getting scared a lot.
Yeah,
which
I was
going to
say, was it scary?
So it's like, it's very gory throughout, right?
Yeah.
Like everything's very gory and like there are a lot of jump scares, but they're fun. And like, like you get over it being like scary very quickly and then it just becomes like fun. Like, oh, they got me.
Yeah.
Oh, they
got
me.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so like very quickly it goes from like, oh, to like smiles.
Right. You like just, you get like, you know, like you get disaffected. Like,
yeah, you get disaffected just enough where like you're still getting scared. You're still like jumping back and being like, ah. But
it's.
You're like immediately smiling and, and like, you know, getting ready for the next one.
Probably in the beginning, your fight or flight is in play. And then once your fight or flight realizes, okay, this is.
It's safe.
It's safe.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Then it just becomes like, ah, they got me.
Yeah, yeah.
They
got me again. Cool.
And sometimes they do get you again and again and again, like, because the guy will follow you from, like, room to room. And those are really fun. I got the best scares out of The Darkest Deal, which is kind of like a sell your soul to the devil type theme.
Okay.
Like, a musician is selling his soul to the devil, and then, I don't know, it gets, like, kind of darker and more fucked up and stuff like that as you go through. And Yeti Campground Kills, which was supposed to be this, like, real campy... you know, kind of like funny, you know, Bigfoot in the woods, he's attacking you, but like, it's really tight. Like the turns are really tight and stuff like that. And you can't really see what's around each corner. And so I got like, like a bunch of times. So I got some really good scares out of that one. But I think that it all depends, you know, each person has their own experience because I had heard from lots of people that The Exorcist was the scariest house. And it was the first house that we did. That my friend that I was with was like really into it, mm-hmm. and like we're doing Exorcist. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. And it was the first house we did. We waited like in the Stay and Scream, the Scream early line.
Yeah,
we like waited in that one for Exorcist. We could do it right off the bat, and it was just like not. It was lackluster. Oh. It was like by far both of us. It was our least favorite house, and I would say that like it. Could have been, like, great for somebody else. But, like, we left that house, and we were like, oh, man, this event is maybe not worth it.
Oh.
Like, we were like, this is kind of, like, lame.
Oh, shit.
And then we hopped into Dueling Dragons immediately after, which is, you know, off of the old ride, yeah. Dueling Dragons and Islands of Adventure. And it's kind of, like, loosely themed off that. And there's two wizards, one's fire and one's ice, and they're, like, kind of battling each other. And immediately, it was, like... The vibe changed. Like, this is fun. This is, like, a really good time. We got good scares in that one. The sets were cool. Like, they had, like, big dragons over our heads at one point. And, like, the wizards were fun and doing cool things. And, like, immediately it changed our vibe to being like, okay, the rest of this night is going to be great. That first house was just a dud. And so, I don't know. Maybe tonight that house is great. But when we went, not so good.
Okay.
And then there's, like, all these scare zones throughout, too. And
fog.
And like yeah like foggy areas with like people that jump out at you and stuff. Yeah. And those were I think maybe scarier than the houses cuz you're in a group of people, so like you're paying attention to something else, you're looking over here, and then like next to you, you know, right out of your periphery is like, you know, some grotesque monster, and so when you turn, you're like face to face with this like, you know, demon on stilts or something. And it's really fun. So the Dark Zodiac was our favorite of the scare zones. There was like four throughout. Vamp 69 was a cool one. It was like kind of like Woodstock Summer of Love, but with vampires and really cool music going on. And like a ton of scare actors like running around and like, you know, pretending to bite each other and stuff like that.
Right.
It was fun. Drank a bunch of drinks, which, you know me, I'm always into my drinks. A lot of them were super sugary, but the ghoul juice, which was like a mango rum drink, was delicious.
Okay.
And everything else I tried was like a little...
What kind of lines are we talking about for food and drinks? Were you standing? So,
I mean, we hit it pretty good. You know, like we got corn dogs, we got cordyceps corn dogs, which were delicious, and we got these drinks a couple times, and we didn't really wait in very much of a line for anything.
Okay, good.
I did see, like, some kind of, like, fairly big lines, like, going, you know, throughout. Mm-hmm. But not like I had been led to believe. You know, I think, like, that opening night and stuff, they were, like, really crazy lines. These were fine. They were, like, nothing out of the ordinary. So I would say that it's definitely totally worth it. I'm definitely going to go back to a Horror Nights. Maybe, like, not every year. I think it'd probably be, like, a... Maybe like every other year type trip for me.
Okay.
You know, maybe stacked with Disney again like this, like over a long weekend.
And
I think that I would be maybe like a little bit more like house specific. Like, okay, like I really like this IP or this idea of a house. So I'm going to go back for that. And if there's a bunch of houses that I don't care for, then maybe like it won't be worth it that year.
What's the process? Like, what do you do with your shit? Are you able to just, like, carry it on you?
So, I mean, like, I went in, like, as empty-handed as I've ever gone into anything.
Okay.
So I didn't have, like, a backpack on me or anything like that.
You set your cell phone in your wallet, mm-hmm. and that's it?
Yep. I didn't even have a wallet. I, like, you know,
took, a credit card
just a credit card ID and money. And I think that I saw people with backpacks going through, and it wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
Scare actors don't touch you or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, I didn't see anybody get touched. I didn't get touched. They do come, like, up into your grill.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. And like I said, like, it's really good fun, although it is a little gross at times.
Do you think I would like it?
I think that you would hate it at first. Okay. Right? Like, right off the bat, I think you would hate it.
Okay.
But I think that you would grow to really love it.
Oh.
And especially with the, you know, whoever you were with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you would be super fun to do it with. Cause
to make fun of?
Not to make fun of, but to make fun with, you know? Okay. Like, I think that, like, you would make a great mark like
a moment like people, of total like
people,
mark.
People would fuck with you from the get-go.
Yeah.
And it would be really fun. Really, really fun.
All right. So you think I should do it next year?
I think that you should do it. Okay. I think that it's worth it. And I think that, you know, you can, I think you can have a really good time there. There's a bunch of rides that are open and stuff too with like lower wait times. Mm. I think that you would have a really good time even if you didn't like the houses. Like if you did like two houses in mm-hmm. the whole night and you just had like fun with the vibe, because the vibe is like everywhere. It's a good yeah. vibe. And just being in the parks at night is like cool. You
sure.
know? We hopped into, we went to like Diagon Alley and the Death Eaters are out and about. And like the vibe there is just spooky and cool
yeah.
in general. And so like there's no house back there. And like the Death Eaters aren't on like a set showtime schedule. It's just you happen to see them or you don't.
Yeah.
And we caught like the very, very tail of it and it was cool. And then they disappeared and like the vibe was still awesome. So it was just cool to like walk around.
Any of the Harry Potter rides?
Didn't bother this time.
Did they have lines like yeah, regular
like,
lines?
Yeah, it was like a 45-minute, 50-minute.
Yeah, and that takes up party time. Gringotts.
And it was, yeah, it takes up party time.
Yeah.
So we did for rides during the event, we did Men in Black, we did The Mummy. I think that's it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But we had a good time.
Yeah. You know? It sounds like a good time.
Yeah. It was a good time. Well worth it. And we got out pretty early because, okay. So we were back and in bed by 12:30.
That was your plan in the beginning of the episode. So you...
I made my plan.
You did it.
Go through. And then the next morning, we...
what time did you get up?
We woke up for the 7 a.m. virtual queue.
Did you get it?
And we got it.
Yes.
We got it. And we got the lightning lane as well. So,
you got to ride it twice. We got
to ride it twice.
So which, what do we think about Tron?
So first off, we're staying at All-Star mm-hmm. Movies.
Right.
Which, you know, value resorts are fine.
Value resorts,
they're
yeah.
fine. We did at one point go to Wilderness Lodge, and then it reminds you that it's a value resort, and it's not.
That's why you shouldn't do that.
It's not as amazing as it could be if you were
right.
rich. Like, yeah. I wish that I was a rich man.
If I was a rich man. Me and my mom's favorite musical.
In general, the state of the parks was super busy, and... It made for, especially when we were at Magic Kingdom, like a ton of long waits.
So how did you do your Magic Kingdom day? Did you split it up or did you just go one full through? What time did you get there?
So we got there at like 9:30 or 10.
Okay.
To like already a pretty heavy crowd.
Yeah.
And we went right into Tron and did Tron and then did... We tried to do like more. We did Space Mountain, and then we tried to do like some more Tomorrowland stuff, but like the crowds were too crazy, so we didn't. And then we did like throughout the middle of the day, we did like a lot of shows and stuff. Like
right.
we did like, you know, like Tiki and the railroad and like.
Well, that's a smart move.
And
I do that
the
too.
Riverboat.
If it's too know, crowded, like, I'm like, those are the times to do those things that
we just
you
like
don't
hung,
do.
We just hung out and did the vibe, you know,
yeah.
Like I haven't been on the riverboat in forever.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
Like maybe never.
Me too. Maybe never.
So, but it was fine, you know. Like
yeah.
it was like something to do, and you were in the vibe, and you know, mm-hmm. all good, and you didn't have you know do a 105-minute wait for Haunted. So we did that for like the whole afternoon. We ended up doing Pirates and Pirates was the line was all the way out to Adventureland. Like
what?
Like through the whole queue, like all the way through like that. I've never seen that. So yeah, I mean, it went relatively quickly. Okay. It was like probably like an hour. I mean, that's such a people eater, you know, 3,000 plus people an hour or something. Mm. So it went relatively fast, but like
that's
it was
crazy. It really was busy when you were there.
Yeah.
Saturday at Magic Kingdom
Saturday,
is tough.
Magic Kingdom, fall break.
Yeah.
Everything stacked onto it. So, you know, as soon as I saw what the crowds were doing, I was like, I have to release the idea of like being able to do everything that I want and like just be chill, just be happy.
This is a valuable lesson. I want everyone listening to remember that is like if you get into a situation where you're just like, okay, it's crowded. You can either be like, you can either spend the whole day complaining about the crowds and that's not fun for you. Or you can be like, it's crowded. I'm just going to, like you said, I'm going to do things that are different and light and easy, and those things are nothing still, I can do about it. They're still great.
They're still fun.
Yeah.
You know,
like you've introduced me now to the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse.
We did the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse because there was like 35 minutes before our reservation at Skipper Canteen.
Yeah.
And nothing could be done in less than 35 minutes in the entire park. So I was like, okay, well, let's do this and we'll save some steps by not like trying to traipse all over the park to like do whatever.
Yeah.
You know, got a cool view. It's fun. Great.
Yeah.
Skipper Canteen was great.
Oh, you ate at Skipper Canteen.
Yeah,
I love it there.
Awesome decor, great cast members. They were really fun and
funny. Oh, they're great.
We only were there for some drinks and some apps because we were meeting friends at Wilderness Lodge for Whispering Canyon Cafe,
yes,
which we're going to do a show about pretty soon, so I'm not going to get too deep into like what we did, but we had a great time. And it was really nice to like go to a different resort and go there by boat.
I love that. I love that you can go to like either the campgrounds or there, just take a boat and then come right back.
Exactly. I love multiple forms of transportation in a day.
Yeah.
Just really like kind of breaks things up. And we were meeting some friends, some local friends. So that also kind of gives me like all these vibes from growing up and like meeting other families that were on vacation at the same time in Disney together. And I had a lot of good memories of that. So,
great.
So it was really fun. And then, what else did we eat? We had Dole Whip pineapple upside down cakes.
Okay.
How did I not know that that was a thing my whole life? I didn't
Where
know
did
that.
You get that from?
At, next to Tiki. So the
Aloha
Isle. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they are not to be slept on, ladies and gentlemen. They are good. Good.
So, okay. So, did you say what you thought about Tron?
So, Tron was great.
Okay.
But it was painful.
You know what? I think that was exactly my review.
Yeah, it was great.
I wouldn't want to get stuck on that ride.
Oh, no. I like when it finishes and you're going into the unload zone, it couldn't have happened faster. I was done. My calves. With that bar that comes down on it.
Yeah.
It like pinches a nerve or something where all of a sudden it's like
it hits
this,
exactly like you feel like you're gonna get a shin splint.
Yes. That's exactly what it feels like.
I don't like that.
Yeah. So other than that, it was a very enjoyable experience. I love
the
launch is super fun.
Launch is good.
I wish that it was, you know, maybe like one launch longer.
Yeah.
So like if there was like a mid launch you know, in the dark or something like that.
Did you experience it in the dark also?
I did. We did daytime and nighttime.
Perfect.
At nighttime, we did front row.
Oh.
So that was fun.
It's good. It's better.
It was very enjoyable. So.
Did you like the pre-show?
Yeah. Yeah, the pre-show was fun.
Did you know the trick was coming?
I did not.
So that's good.
So that was cool. And and we did not experience it when later on in the day when we came back for our virtual queue. So like we experienced it for our Lightning Lane pass. But not for the virtual queue pass.
Oh, I didn't know they were different lines because I've only experienced it in virtual queue.
Yeah, so they just had that room was just open.
Oh, interesting.
So, you know, cool, but I would feel, I'm glad that I got to experience it in the morning and not just in the evening. So,
so what were you doing that you miss heavily ever after?
Oh, okay. So we were coming back from Whispering Canyon, and we got to the park on time, and we were making our way through Main Street, but like it was just so crowded that to make our way to any place that you could get a view, like we kept on trying to get, you know, as we're going up Main Street, like kept on trying to like find any place that we could get in to like have a view.
Yeah.
And there was always, you know, either like a tree right in front of your face or a building, like cantilever or something like that right there. And then by the time we got up to almost to the hub, they're like, you know, rushing you, like keep walking, keep walking, keep walking. And like, you know, we kept on trying to find a spot as we kept
walking.
Okay,
so you tried. All right.
We tried.
All right. You weren't just like, oh, I would rather ride Space Mountain.
No. I wanted to do it.
That happened to you last time.
Yeah, I wanted to. But we rode Tron instead. You know, and it's possible that we were late for our virtual queue line. By like quite a bit actually, and kind of had like a magic moment where because we were at Whispering Canyon and, you know, took time.
They usually say if you show your receipt, you could tell them that I was at a dining reservation, and then they'll let you through.
Oh, okay.
I found this out recently.
Well, they were very nice in general and didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
So, and so that was great. And because you also like you don't can't control
yeah.
when it is, you know, that you that they call your boarding
right.
number.
You don't know where you'll be.
Yeah. And so, you know, we happened to be like off property during that.
Right. But you had a dinner reservation. So
yeah.
it's good that they did it.
So the next morning,
Epcot
comes in. Food and Wine, first time at that festival for me, which I really liked. And I didn't feel like I was getting ripped off, you know, even though like I walked around the World Showcase, like there was a hole in the bottom of my, in the bottom of my pocket, just dropping money everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't end the day feeling like disgustingly full or anything like that.
No, that's and one then, good thing about it.
And then I started writing everything that I ate for this podcast and I'm grossed out with myself because so we started it off with yuca fries and fried pickles from the fry basket near Test Track. Those are both really tasty. And then we went to Mexico, going around the World Showcase the correct way.
I don't like this.
For Margs at Cava del Tequila, which were, they were good. They were very good, but they were incredibly expensive. You know, $23, $25. There was a $33 margarita.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
I just get the regular margarita.
Yeah. But they were good. Then we went to, we got dumplings in China. Those were okay. I got the warm raclette cheese over ham and potatoes with little cornichon pickles. Mm-hmm. Love me some tiny pickles. That was excellent. And then we got also at that same Alps booth, we got the fondue with the dark melted chocolate.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Super good, delicious, and like pretty big. Like yeah. we split Shareable. It was great. We went to Greece for gyros and that crispy cheese with the honey
grilled
and
the
pistachios.
Did you love it?
Oh, yeah.
I told you to get that.
I loved
That's
it.
That's really good.
It was really good. It was like sleeper hit. You would not
yeah,
think that that would be good.
I didn't think so, no.
We went to France for creme brulee, and that was not that good.
Okay.
And then ended the night with braised beef poutine.
For the win.
Yeah, for the win at Canada's Refreshment Port.
Did you get a big portion of braised beef on the top of it?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good size.
I mean, like, when I got mine, I was like, this seems like it should be more expensive than it was. It's $9, but the piece of braised beef that I got alone at a restaurant would probably be $18.
Right? Yeah. It was pretty solid.
Yeah.
And by far, my favorite thing of the event and I think maybe of the trip.
I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, I think it was my favorite thing of the trip that
I'm
ate.
I need to like make when we eventually make our shirts, I need a Refreshment Port shirt because I'm such a stan of it, of the boutique. And I want the culture of other people that are into it too.
Yes, yes.
To relate.
Rides at or experiences at Epcot. Mm-hmm. We got to do Cosmic Rewind for the
yes.
first time.
What do we think?
Excellent addition to the Disney universe. Great addition to Epcot. I think that they did a really nice job of like taking like an IP thing that I was not happy that they mm-hmm. were shoehorning in and like turning it into an appropriate Epcot Pavilion-esque type thing, like with the Wonders yeah. of Xandar and all this kind of like, you know, pretend that it's a real pavilion type
yes.
thing. I think that they did a very good job with it. I love the little model in the queue and like
the screens
were
great. Did you
see
in the queue Chris Pratt talking about like
going the queue was our queue was very, very long, so we saw everything multiple times.
Multiple times. Well, I found out this week that Chris Pratt's never been to Epcot.
Well.
I know. I said this is my Roman Empire. I'll never stop thinking about that.
Rome is burning
in my brain right now.
Well, fuck you, Chris Pratt. Has he not
always
gone,
been the worst?
Has he
Chris.
Not gone now? He's in a ride there. Can you imagine being in
that's
a
what
ride?
I'm, that's what we were
not
saying.
Being in, not have gone
in a great ride.
Yeah,
you filmed all this stuff for it, and you just don't. He's like, I've been to the one in California. Well, he's never
been,
even
like,
been to Disney World.
Slowly dropping down. On
he's the worst,
list
Chris,
of people that I dislike.
Yeah, me too. I'm.
He started way at the top. I mean, like Parks and Rec, Chris.
Yeah,
I like him. He got yeah. fit. Now I don't like him
just
so much.
Became a regular old POS.
Regular old Chris. What a prat. what else did I do? I did Moana, Essence of Wetness. The Journey of Water. It was super busy when we were there.
What time of day did you go?
I don't know. Midday. Like
midday?
The worst time. I went the worst time that you could go. It was the busiest.
How long was the wait?
5 hours. No, I don't know. It was a long time.
Like an hour?
Yeah, probably.
Oof.
It was long and it sucked.
See, it's funny because I walked right into it because I went on a preview.
Mm-hmm.
So
this was technically technically a preview as well.
It
was the soft opening the day before the real opening.
Yeah,
and everything was working, which is cool.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to it in 8 years.
Yeah, when you it's know, just
when
a,
half of it isn't working and it's just another pathway. That's when it's going to shine for me.
Sure. Yeah. I just posted a video about it. I literally started off by saying, like, I want to help you manage your expectations for this attraction.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the main thing is that, first of all, not every attraction needs to be an e-ticket attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not every attraction needs to be a ride. Because, you know, for people for various physical and mental reasons can't go on rides. So it's good to have options.
Mm-hmm.
And I think... you know, there's a lot of rides that do, when it comes to fun, they do all the work for you. I think that attraction is as fun as you make it. I think it really, you have to be fun for that attraction to be fun. You have to go in there and say, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to play and I'm going to laugh and I'm going to have fun. If you go in there and you're like, be fun, bitch, it's not going to happen.
Hey, water, be fun, bitch.
It will be what you make of it, is my opinion on Moana.
Agreed. Totally agreed. And what else did I do? I finally, for the first time in forever. I went to the American Adventure.
Oh.
Which was... Like,
did you feel like you've maybe been?
I told my friend. It? Maybe, yeah. I told my friend, I want to go to this because I've been feeling down about my country, and I want to be, you know, like invigorated.
Get some of that American,
yeah. Because when I go to Hall of Presidents, that's what I get. I get like, oh yeah, it's good to be an American.
Yeah,
and this one. I got a nap. This one made me like not feel that way for the first like three quarters, where I was just like, I'm tired, and they're talking about two brothers killing themselves killing each other during the Civil War. But this song still slaps. So I woke up for the song, Adrian.
Okay. Disappointed.
I know, me too.
I like this one better than Hall of Presidents.
I wanted to love this one. It might have been just like when, you know, we had just eaten, maybe, you know, the day was long.
I mean, it does, this is the crescendo.
Oh, yes.
And then you get to see the Statue of Liberty and...
Yes. So, yeah. Like, you know, and it was impressive, like, all the robots. The robots are impressive, and how many scenes...
Animatronics.
Oh, yeah. The robots. And I do love, you know, spreading my golden wings, so.
I mean, whoever thought of the line, America, spread your golden wings, is...
A hero.
A hero
to us
real
all.
Real American hero.
We ended our trip, we saw Epcot Forever, that was my dessert after poutine, so it had, like, front row seats to American Epcot Forever, and it's fun. You know, I like that show. I don't know that I like it more than Harmonious, but like, you know, it hits all those old school notes. I get to hear, you know, Tomorrow's Child. I get to hear the Horizon song, yeah. You know, I get to hear Tutti Frutti Fruit Fruit or whatever the fuck it is. so
veggie, veggie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the next morning we went to brunch at Art Smith's Homecoming, had fried chicken. It was the biggest portion of fried chicken I think I've ever had.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Artsmas is great.
Yeah, it was great. And got some cookies at Gideon's to take home to keep the magic going in my freezer.
Nice. Smart.
Yeah. So, you know, overall, it was a great, quick trip.
It sounds action-packed.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
For 3 days, it was a lot.
Yeah.
My feet were sores. Still are sores.
Yeah.
Open wounds.
You know, you're the plane ride going home and your feet are like still in pain and you just feel like fidgety. You just like want to move them a lot because if they stay still for, yes. You're just like, God damn. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I missed Animal Kingdom and Studios.
You missed it. I missed
having it as part of my trip. So I think next time I would like to do like a longer trip with maybe with a water park built into it. I think I miss the water park action and like just being like fully involved in the bubble. You know, like this trip for like the last few, I haven't gone to like other resorts and stuff. I really liked taking a break and going to Whispering Canyon and being able to like walk around that resort for a little bit. That like reminded me of like what I love about the bubble. And I'd like to do a proper Disney trip where you have time to be able to do those kinds of things.
Sure.
Still not feel like you're missing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like transportation, I love me some transportation. It was on point this time.
Yeah.
We did Ubers and buses and boats and Skyliners, and they were all super smooth and
working.
Like, you know, my friend who was with me this time, they had never been in the bubble before. They've always like stayed outside.
Okay.
And I think they're converted.
Okay. Yeah, well, it usually happens.
Yeah. It was like, oh my gosh, this is so much better.
It's a complete experience.
Yeah. So they were turned into a believer and the magic lives on, which is good.
It's good.
So that's, yeah, that was my action-packed trip. I hope that you guys enjoyed it.
Sounds great, Rye. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, yeah. Had a blast. Can't wait to do it. Didn't meet any of our fans.
No!
But but I did get a couple weird looks, so, you know, maybe.
Could have been just, you know, your face.
Probably just the old moneymaker here. The Dark Ride is presented by Drunk History and is available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. Those really, really help us out. So please, you know, keep those reviews and ratings a-coming. We read them all. We love them all. You can also help by telling a fellow Disney Parks-loving friend to listen in. If you love us, then they're going to love us. If you just kind of like us, they probably will love us. So let them know so they can get in into our realm of existence. Feel free to hit us up at drunkdistry@gmail.com for comments and hate mail and drink recipes and show ideas and anything that you would like to talk about. I need friends to talk to. So hit me up with some sweet, sweet writings. That's a weird way of saying give me emails. And please follow us on Instagram at the Dark Ride Podcast and on TikTok at Drunk Distry for tons and tons of great theme parks content. It's always a pleasure out there. Thanks for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool.